Some need many moves. Again, God sees that a worker needs to be more closely associated with him, and to bring this about, he separates him from friends and acquaintances. When he was preparing Elijah for translation, he moved him from place to place that he might not settle down at ease, and thus fail of obtaining spiritual power. And it was God's design that Elijah's influence should be a power to help many souls to gain a wider, more helpful experience. Let those who are not permitted to rest in quietude, who must be continually on the move, pitching their tent tonight in one place, and tomorrow night in another place, remember that the Lord is leading them, and that this is His way of helping them to form perfect characters. In all the changes that we are required to make, God is to be recognized as our companion, our guide, our dependence. Our schools of the prophets. Just before Elijah was taken to heaven, he visited the schools of the prophets and instructed the students on the most important points of their education. The lessons he had given them on former visits, he now repeated, impressing upon the minds of the youth the importance of letting simplicity mark every feature of their education. Only in this way could they receive the mold of heaven and go forth to work in the ways of the Lord. If conducted as God designs they should be, our schools in these closing days of the message will do a work similar to that done by the schools of the prophets. Linking oneself with Holy Spirit means success. The success of the ministry of Elijah was not due to any inherited qualities he possessed, but to the submission of himself to the Holy Spirit, which was given to him as it will be given to all who exercise living faith in God. In his imperfection, man has the privilege of linking himself up with God through Jesus Christ. Power united with tender compassion, Elisha received a double portion of the Spirit that had rested on Elijah. In him the power of Elijah's Spirit was united with the gentleness, mercy, and tender compassion of the Spirit of Christ. Deviation disqualifies for service. Henceforth Elisha stood in the place of Elijah. He was called to the position of highest honor because he had been faithful over a few things. The question arose in his mind, "Am I qualified for such a position?" But he would not allow his mind to question. The greatest qualification for any man in a position of trust is to obey implicitly the word of the Lord. Elisha might exercise his reasoning ability on every other subject but the one that would admit of no reasoning. He was to obey the word of the Lord at all times and in all places. Elisha had put his hand to the plow, and he would not look back. He revealed his determination and firm reliance upon God. This lesson is for us to study carefully. We are in no case to swerve from our allegiance. No duties that God presents before us should cause us to work at cross purposes with Him. The Word of God is to be our counselor. It is only those who render perfect and thorough obedience to God that He will choose. Those who follow the Lord are to be firm and straightforward in obeying His directions. Any deviation to follow human devising or planning disqualifies them for being trustworthy. Even if they have to walk as did Enoch, with God alone, His children must separate from those who do not obey Him, who show that they are not in vital connection with Him. The Lord God is a host, and all who are in His service will realize the meaning of His words to Zerubbabel, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Lessons from Elijah and Elisha. The history of Elijah and Elisha needs to be brought out in clear lines, that our people may understand the importance of the work of reform to be carried on in this age. Oh, that our people might have the assurance that their feet are standing on the sure foundation. The lessons to be learned from the life work of Elijah and Elisha mean much to all who are striving to plant the feet of men and women on the eternal rock. The workers must humble their own hearts if they would understand God's purposes for them. They must themselves strive in the truest sense if they would influence others to enter the strait gate. The presentation of the truth must be made with grace and with power to those who stand in need of light and uplifting.